when I was younger in the faith, a brother said that, and it had an influence on me. We think that we are always low, and that nobody looks on us. But we are always older somehow, or more mature than someone else. Maybe you think you're too young to be of a good influence for someone, but there will always have someone who will look to you and at what you do. And you might have for this person a good or a very bad influence, whatever our age. And since I heard that, and I was a very young believer, it changed me somehow to behave properly. There is always someone somewhere that will look on us and be influenced for the glory of God or for this world. So it's an encouragement for each of us.
And another thought here is the household. It was not just him by himself. The impact we can have on our households, those of us who have households. I'm going to have to wrap it up now because of the coming video. But some other thoughts that you might look at. Realize that Noah was in that ark for over a year, if you do the math. He was there from 600 and 601 and so forth. And that the waters were high, covering, and the ark, the flood was a global flood. That's another big issue. It covered the entire earth, not a part of the earth. And I think those are important points that we didn't have time to go into to show you. Craig?
I was just reading the Schofield note, and I'm sure we don't have the time to get into it, but according to the Schofield note, I read it through and I didn't get a chance to check it, but it says that basically that Noah was in the ark a total of, you know, when you do all the math, a total of 365 days, so one solar year, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Long time. Okay, we're going to close off with a word of prayer. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Let's close our eyes.